Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Nicole Lynn Ashton. Ms. Ashton faces misdemeanor charges of assault or assault and battery, punishable by up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine, and disorderly person drunk with a penalty of up to 90 days in jail and or a $500 fine. Represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney, Ms. Ashton entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani, is required to provide a plea offer and all discovery by June 24th, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., which Ms. Ashton must attend in person. Bond was continued at $7,000, 10% posted, with conditions including no threatened or assaultive behavior, prohibition from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances, and restrictions from locations where alcohol is sold or served for on-premises consumption. Ms. Ashton must also comply with pretrial services, recommendations for drug and alcohol testing, and is prohibited from the Blue Water Inn in Caseville. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill oversaw a probation violation hearing for Cassandra Rose Montgomery. Ms. Montgomery, represented by attorney Michelle R. Siev, entered a no-contest plea to allegations of probation violation. The court admitted Bad Axe Police Department incident report as evidence. Following review, the court found Ms. Montgomery guilty of probation violation, citing her involvement in a domestic assault of matter where alcohol was consumed, and violations of criminal law and probation no contact provisions. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m. An updated probation violation report is ordered to be prepared by the public counsel's office at least 2 days prior to sentencing. Regarding bond, the defense argued for a reduction from an initial $500,000 bond, suggesting $5,000 or $10,000, and highlighted Ms. Montgomery's engagement in mental health, housing, and parenting services, proposing SoberLink use. The prosecution argued for a $40,000 bond, referencing the incident report and photographs. The court ultimately reduced the bond to $100,000 cash surety, citing a significant threat and the defendant's probation status at the time of the alleged violations. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
When work needs doing or the trails call, you want a machine that's ready for both. That's Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-sides, available at Elkton Motorsports of Elkton. Choose the compact Pioneer 520. Easy to haul, great in tight spaces. Need more room and muscle? The Pioneer 700 or 704 delivers proven power and trusted reliability. Want serious capability? The 1000 series offers 3, 5, and 6 seat models built for big jobs and bigger crews. Every Pioneer delivers Honda's signature quality, durability, and rider-first design. From hauling and fencing to exploring once the work is done, there's a Honda side-by-side made for your day. Visit Elkton Motorsports just east of Elkton and find your perfect Pioneer. For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operating. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and a coalition of 21 attorneys general secured a preliminary injunction on Friday, temporarily blocking the Trump administration from enforcing certain conditions on funding received through U.S. Department of Agriculture programs, grants, cooperative agreements, and mutual interest agreements. This funding helps provide basic essential services for millions of Michigan's most vulnerable children, working families, senior citizens, and rural communities. Attorney General Nessel and the coalition filed a lawsuit in March asserting that USDA has threatened harsh penalties if states do not comply with the agency's vague and expansive funding conditions relating to immigration, diversity, equity, inclusion, and gender identity, which are unrelated to the purpose of USDA funding. Joining Attorney General Nessel in securing this preliminary injunction are the Attorney Generals of California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.